The second thing that's inspiring to me, and this again, in an age of CDs and MP3s and so forth, may seem paradoxical. I'm inspired by and touched by the sound of distortion in a recording, and especially the surface noise on vinyl or shellac in the old 78s. That sense of friction, that sense of age, that sense of the sound fighting to get through from this other realm, again, gives me a spiritual feeling because I think of the spirit world in that way. I wrote here, I hear in this the friction of crossing over time and distance, the struggle also to hang on to something on the verge of being lost. And now I'm going to play a recording, oddly enough, from Trinidad in the 1950s. This is Lord Melody and the Shishi Calypso Band. But what I want you to hear in it, I mean, you can enjoy the sort of strut that's a wonderful thing itself. We could talk about the spirituality of physicality, but it's actually the sound of the recording, its imperfections, that are inspiring to me.
Save your soul.
Yeah, man.
Do the rock and roll.
Yeah, man.
In calypso style.
Yeah, man.
Which is very wild.
Yeah,
imagine
man.
You're jumping all about.
Yeah,
your
man.
Body east, west, north, and south. And
yeah,
when you
man.
Finish, you have nothing to lose.
Yeah,
you're only sweating like a horse.
Yeah, man.
Rock,
rock,
roll,
roll.
So tell everywhere.
Beware.
That's my girl, handle how it can, hey mama. Rock and roll is a crazy dance.
Yeah, man.
So don't you take the chance.
Yeah, man.
To go dancing empty.
Yeah, man.
I love the sound of CDs. I love the clarity of even reel-to-reel tape and digital recording. But I'm telling you, there's something about that crackling sound that reminds me of the distance that's being transcended and the time that's being transcended in these recordings. And that's inspiring to me. Now, I'll mention a couple other things. This one is not really about the sound of recordings per se, but that feeling of mystery. If I hear something that's unlike anything I've heard before, that is inspiring in itself. Because if you are a religious person, you must have an attraction to otherness. And I think you also must have a fear of otherness. And those two things together go into mystery. Now, when I was 12 years old, I heard my first recording of The Rite of Spring. And I'm going to play just a portion of that. And there'll be a little crackling in this recording, too. This is from a record that I was given at that time. But just to give you a sense of a world opening up for me through mystery, because I didn't know what to make of these chords. I didn't know what to make of these sounds, but there was something about them that was so powerful and so enticing and yet fearful at the same time. And that seems to me so close to the experience of encountering the divine. I mentioned that recording was given to me as a gift, and that's the fourth thing that I want to mention, the last of the things that go into making a recording have a spiritual feeling for me. Because the thing is with a recording, it's an object. And particularly records of old, there's something you could feel and hold. And being given a gift is a transference of a kind of energy and of love. And that is then associated with that music for me for the rest of my life. Even if I don't like the music, the fact that it was given as a gift makes it suddenly inspiring at some level. And so I want to play you, lastly here, just a recording that's sort of a triple gift. This is a 78 RPM, shellac-based substance there, that was given by, and I'm sorry I don't have written down which tribe, given to President Kimball of their native music, their religious music. And it was given to me last year by Ed Kimball, President Kimball's son. And I made a dub of it for him on CD and for me on CD, and then gave the record itself to the BYU library. This recording embodies all that I'm talking about here. It is one, not so much of imaginary space, except that I'm envisioning a small room, a mini studio in some place, a kind of crude place, a lot of distortion, surface noise, as you'll hear, tremendous sense of mystery, because I don't know what they're singing about, I don't know the structure of the music, but I can feel the energy and the intensity of it, and of course it has that gift aspect to it. Let me play this all for you and then just sum up very briefly, and I'll be done. This is about 3 minutes long. How are we doing for time? Okay. Thank you. no idea what's going on in that piece of music, but I can feel that. And what I feel, just to sum up, is a recognition through the sound of that recording, and therefore a feeling of its age and the low grade of its recording quality. I'm recognizing that most of the people, if not all of them, that made this recording are dead. But they're here for that brief space. Again, it's a little resurrection. And that experience of resurrection has got to be inspiring. That feeling that goes with it. And the feeling that you can go back to it, that you can bring them back again, and so on, gives a sense of hope, and that's inspiration to me. The joining of physicality, the energy of that playing, and the object, this little disc, and our ears to hear it, bringing us to a spiritual awareness of hope for life beyond the grave in some form. And that's what inspires me. Thank you.